Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. You know, there's this thing called multitasking. And GOP voters expect the Republicans to try this out. The Democrats, no, I don't expect anything from the Democrats. Man, they're good. They're good at multitasking, even as they pretend to be butch about Ukraine. This fakery is rivaled only by the bride's performance on a Bulwark staffer's wedding night. They simultaneously embrace such initiatives as schoolhouse kitty grooming and women's sports champions who are dudes. They can focus on more than just Ukraine. Of course, we actually expect nothing from Republicans either. But at least with them, we normals have a chance to influence their behavior if only by threatening them with a primary by someone based who will drag them back to America from their D.C. estates and make them campaign amongst the unwashed. Now, there's a lot of miserable things going on here at home, in addition to the Disney-approved kindergarten perversion propaganda and girl athletes who are boys' crises. We have an elite treating the idea of free speech like Bill Clinton treated his wedding vows. We have gas prices higher than Cheech and Chong hanging out at Seth Rogen's place. And a border that is open wider than Anna Navarro's pie hole at Golden Corral's endless fountain of ham. We have a potential Supreme Court justice who thinks kiddie porn pervs should get a slap on the wrist. And an election system that is a slap in the face to democracy. Burger is $7 a pound, and Jesse Smollett is free. And don't be surprised if his double jeopardy argument works on appeal. So, yeah, we got a lot of bad things going on. Thanks to that desiccated old pervert in the White House. But we're not hearing enough from them or about them from the Republican poobahs. We're hearing a lot about Ukraine, though. It is an important issue, but we're approaching a month of war, and the tough ukes have not given in yet. The Nimrods pulling Biden's puppet strings are still slow walking the delivery of anti-tank missiles, which is bad. Reports say that they are refusing to give over real-time intel to the Ukrainians, lest the plucky defenders use it to target Russian units. Which would seem to be the point. The whole MiG silly thing is still a thing, though it's kind of useless in the sense that a couple of dozen Bad News Bears jets from the 80s are essentially irrelevant. So yeah, there's stuff to be upset about regarding Ukraine. Biden is as good a commander-in-chief as he is a father, and we need to be all over him so our military doesn't continue to figuratively impregnate strippers, even as our State Department more or less figuratively does blow off a foreign hooker's fourth point of contact. So, Ukraine is not the only thing. And Republicans, you need to talk about the other things. Like all the things I just said. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. Because here's the thing. While we do generally, the voters generally like the Ukrainians and admire such things as their toughness and patriotism and their innovative program of handing assault rifles out to citizens. But we're getting beaten to a pulp here at home. Every third worlder with a bindle and a dream is hiking to the border. Hobos litter our streets with used hobo dinners. Criminals run rampant, and it just cost me $100 to fill up my pickup truck. So, while we do care about Ukraine in the sense that we wish bad things were not happening on the other side of the globe, many of us are willing to kick in the bucks to buy some rockets to pop the top of on a battalion of uninvited T-80s. But Republican Congress creatures, we are hurting. And I keep seeing many of the biggest names in D.C. on TV talking about sending our kids to fight the Ukrainian war by prattling on about no-fly zones as if that is somehow merely putting Putin in a timeout and not the first shot in a hot war with a crazy, stupid, evil guy with more hot rocks than Kamala has shady ex-boyfriends. I do get that a lot of Republicans are more comfortable talking about confronting the Soviets, I mean the Russians. I trained to fight Soviets. Then talking about the issues that the regime media forbids. I get that part. And stepping to the bear kind of brings back that Reagan nostalgia. Finally, we have a real bad guy again that we can focus on instead of all those shadowy terrorist guys in a ridiculously named war on terror. I was in the Cold War. Multiple times each month, they would call an alert, and we would be out there vibrating on the cobblestones in our track vehicles, heading out to see how fast we could get into the war. And then they would tell us, "Ah, it was just an exercise." hey, I get it. And it was good times. I mean, it was we were ready. But there's some other things going on. And Republicans, your voters think these are pretty damn important, too. Now, I know that these other things are often icky, gross culture war things. The kind of things that create awkward moments in the country club or cause your non-binary teen daughter, who now calls herself Abraham, to get really angry at you. And when you can hate on Putin, you're free of conflict with society's elite because it has decreed Putin bad, and you are thrilled with that. For one shining, fleeting moment, it is not decreeing that you're bad just for being part of the GOP. Well, you need to get over that. The Ukraine-Russia war is not a get-out-of-controversy-free card. For all of you gutless politicians that are out there, like the guy in Indiana who's just sitting, what's his name, Holcomb, he's just sitting around waiting for him to be able to not veto it or veto it, so it becomes law. This is not leadership. You need to deal with the Ukraine and the Jeffrey Toobin Zoom call-like mess that Grandpa Badfinger's made of it. You also need to multitask and to deal with the economic and cultural warfare that they're waging upon us here at home. You also need to use a little critical thinking and look at who we supposedly need to be. We need to be backing. I know that all of you out there want to get out there and I don't know. He's the guy, right? He's not afraid of anything. He's out there doing all these things. And yet, here we are, knowing all these things. And we're not multitasking. We have problems here at home that is, the way this president is handling this incident, this combat, this is not good for the country. We are slowly, we're actually in it now. We are in a position of a threat against our security here in the United States. And yet everybody's still going on all the talking head shows. Anyway. I swear. Since nobody else is doing it, we're going to take a very comprehensive, critical look at Ukraine and Zelensky. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky has suspended the activities of 11 opposition political parties in Ukraine's parliament and issued a decree that combines 3 privately owned television networks into 1 media platform controlled by the government, according to media reports. Zelensky accused the opposition parties of colluding with Russia and trying to divide Ukrainians while claiming that the television networks spewed Russian propaganda. The exigencies of war and, as so often happens, impel so-called democratic governments to impose undemocratic measures in the name of defending democracy. Remember how that worked with us? And Western media and commentators and many Western political leaders have portrayed the Russia-Ukraine war as an existential conflict between autocracy and democracy, as Vladimir Putin against the free world. And we're told over and over again by David Frum and Max Boot and Bill Kristol and the crowd from MSNBC that our failure to defend Ukraine is a failure to defend democracy. These war hawks will undoubtedly defend Zelensky's moves as necessary steps to ensure the survival of an independent Ukraine. And that may indeed be necessary in wartime. Political opposition in wartime can hamper a nation's war effort. And that is why Putin, for example, is cracking down on protesters within Russia, which his government does as a matter of course, war or no war. And that is why American presidents like Abraham Lincoln and Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Roosevelt cracked down on dissent within the United States during the wars they presided over. Fortunately for us, the United States has deep democratic roots, independent courts, separation of power, federalism, etc., that sustained our democracy after all of those special circumstances faded. Ukraine's democratic roots are thin, however. If Zelensky's government survives the war, will the war measures be lifted? Will the opposition political parties be free to oppose the Zelensky government? Will the free press be permitted to criticize government policy? The great American political philosopher James Burnham, in his book The Machiavellians, which was written during the Second World War, emphasized the importance of political opposition to the cause of freedom. He said, "It is only when there are several different major social forces, not wholly subordinated to any one social force, that there can be any assurance of liberty, since only then is there the mutual check and balance that is able to chain power." And he warned against relying on any one single leader or group of leaders to preserve freedom. There is no one force, no group, and no class that is the preserver of liberty. Liberty is preserved by those who are against the existing chief power. Not unity, but difference. Not the modern state, but whatever is able to maintain itself against the state. Not later leaders, but the unyielding opponents of leaders. Not conformity with official opinion, but persisting criticism. These are the defenses of freedom. Now, it may be in America's strategic interest to continue aiding the Zelensky government and armed forces in the current war, but we would be well advised to refrain from portraying the war as an existential struggle between autocracy and democracy and applauding Zelensky's government as a champion of freedom. See, if you follow the media and they listen to the utterances of the powerful in Washington, you would be convinced that Zelensky is the sole hope for mankind. He's made a bunch of speeches here recently. Delivered one to the British Parliament via satellite, the EU Parliament in Brussels, and Congress in Washington. European politicians are so overwhelmed they have nominated him for a Nobel Prize. And going back to David Frum, he's claiming Ukraine may be the first example in human history of a country that under the pressure of war is becoming more tolerant and more liberal. As in liberty. Now, most of Washington, across party lines and the media organizations, has a consensus on Ukraine. Everybody wants to send millions of dollars worth of weaponry to Ukraine. Some even want boots on the ground in Ukraine. The recent bipartisan $1.5 trillion spending bill dedicated $14 billion in emergency funding for the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and $3.5 billion for sending new military equipment and $3 billion for deploying U.S. troops to Ukraine. They reiterate that we are somehow duty-bound to defend Ukraine because Ukraine is a democracy while Russia is a totalitarian state. Now remember, they're not a member of NATO. So there is none of that Article 5 nonsense. I got asked the other day, so if this happens or that happens, would it activate Article 5? No, it doesn't matter what happens because they're not a member of NATO. So let's look at their democratic values. Whenever a democratic nation is at war owing to an attack, the leader attempts to unite the country. This includes citizens and opposition leaders in the media. Over this past weekend, he invoked his emergency powers under martial law to suppress several opposition political parties and implement a unified information policy, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago. According to Ukrainian news outlet LB, the leader for the Life Party, Yuri Boyka, has demanded that Russia stop the aggression against Ukraine, but the party has been accused of being pro-Kremlin much before Russian intervention in May 2021. Viktor Medvedchuk, another leader for Life Party, was accused of treason against Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin is godfather to Medvedchuk's daughter. Ukraine's National Bureau of Investigation has accused the former president, Petro Poroshenko, of corruption, treason, supporting terrorist organizations, and of being pro-Kremlin. Critics have said that any corruption laws were used to restrict the activities and punish anti-Zelensky oligarchs. And you have to remember that they were once a part of the Soviet Union. There are myriad Ukrainians who still have relatives and other ties with Russia. Yet, this was used to suppress political opposition. And the media, I already told you about that. And Zelensky saying that this is necessary to tell the truth about the war. He did this a year ago, too. February 2021, National Security and Defense Council, as Zelensky's initiative banned three TV channels, News 1, Channel 112, and ZIK, owned by Ukrainian lawmaker Taras Kozak, for being pro-Kremlin. And Kozak was also charged with treason. So, when war broke out, Ukrainian men aged 18 to 60 were banned from leaving after Zelensky enforced martial law. That's the kind of stuff that's going on there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The battle continues in Ukraine as they've rejected demands from Russia to surrender Mariupol as the humanitarian crisis continues to unfold in that port city where over 300,000 people are believed to be trapped. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency bipartisan legislation to immediately suspend the state of Maryland's gas tax for 30 days.
Which makes Maryland the first state in the nation to immediately suspend collection of the gas tax. As we continue to stand in solidarity against Russian aggression in Ukraine, and as Marylanders face the impact of surging inflation, with the average price of gas rapidly rising, this bipartisan action will provide some relief from the pain at the pump.
Georgia became the second state to cut their gas tax, and 17 other governors are considering the same legislation. This is USA Radio News.
As the Senate hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson begin, a majority of Americans believe she should be confirmed as an associate justice on the Supreme Court. A Monmouth University poll found that 55% of respondents said Jackson should be confirmed. Just 21% said she should not be confirmed, and 24% had no opinion. More than two-thirds of respondents said it's important for the Supreme Court to reflect the country's racial, ethnic, and gender composition. Amid a growing COVID-19 surge overseas, there are renewed concerns among health officials in the U.S. that the spread of the highly transmissible subvariant BA2 could cause the country to face yet another vital resurgence. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said she too anticipates there could be an increase in new virus cases in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, welcome. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So then, yes, the war in Ukraine is a tragedy of monumental proportions. 3 million people have fled their country in the aftermath of the Russian invasion. And the very brave Ukrainians have put up a very stout defense of their nation. The Russians have been able to take control of some areas, and they are killing innocent civilians. Now, President Biden, like I said earlier, has authorized $14 billion in aid, including some robust supplies to assist the Ukrainians in defending their country. And for many Democrats and Republicans, this is not enough. They claim we should help transfer military aircraft to Ukraine and enforce a no-fly zone over the country. Unfortunately, this is an escalation. And the problem with each escalation of our involvement risks our country becoming engaged in an armed conflict with Russians. That commences World War III. Too many politicians in Washington, D.C. and members of the deep state and elite media want to start a war with Russia. These beating of the war drums are dangerous and do not represent the will of American people who do not want to start World War III with Russians. We just ended a 20-year war in Afghanistan with a horrific exit of our personnel that resulted in 13 more military service members getting killed. And after that experience, Americans are not ready to start a new war with a country that possesses 6,500 nuclear weapons. According to a new Quinnipiac poll, 75% of us want to help Ukraine without risking a war with Russia. Only 17% favor helping in a way that might lead to a war in Russia. And on this issue, all of you that feel that way are correct. But political leaders of both parties, especially Republicans, are dangerously wrong, and they're hell-bent on war with Russia. Like former House Speaker Newt Gingrich wants the full power of our country unleashed on Russia to not only stop their invasion, but also to defeat Russian President Vladimir Putin so thoroughly that he would be ousted from power by his own government. This is what is referred to as advocating for regime change. Then there's my senior senator, Lindsey Graham. He's calling for the assassination of Putin. He tweeted, "For somebody in Russia to take this guy out, you would be doing your country and the world a great service." Fortunately, not all Russian or Republicans have developed historical war mania. Ted Cruz labeled Graham's suggestion an exceptionally bad idea. And as he noted, no U.S. politician nor GOP leader should be calling for the assassination of heads of state. Even the idea of a no-fly zone in Ukraine is problematic, according to Marco Rubio, for example. He calls that World War III, and he defined it as the willingness to shoot down the aircraft of the Russian Federation. And that basically becomes the beginning of World War III, because that's what a no-fly zone is. You can't be out there just cruising around each other and letting one shoot down on the ground to do air-to-ground combat and not shoot them down and then call that a no-fly zone. That's not how that works. They also, Cruz and Rubio, understand that there should be limits on the support of Ukraine. This is not a crisis which threatens the survival of the United States of America. What does threaten our country are the extremely detrimental policies being advanced by the Biden administration. Instead of trying to oust a foreign leader, Republican leaders should be focused on politically ousting the Democrats from power in this country. We have a multifaceted crisis impacting our economy, our educational system, our public safety, and our national sovereignty. The 330-plus million people living in the country recognize the problems, and they are demanding action from our leaders. But unfortunately, our political leaders are either delivering the wrong responses or are willfully ignoring the problems. And these last 14 months, or the first 14 months, or whatever you want to call this, of the Biden administration, have been a horror show. Our once secure southern border has become wide open as over 2 million illegal aliens surged into our country in 2021. And that rate, incredibly, is increasing in 2022. So while we allocated $14 billion to help the Ukrainians protect their borders and fight against the invading Russians, nothing has been allocated to finish our border wall and stem the flow of millions of illegal aliens into our country. And they're bringing drugs, including fentanyl, which killed over 100,000 Americans last year. That means the open border is responsible for three times as much as they say gun violence is in the United States. Additionally, illegal aliens take jobs away from law-abiding Americans and send money back to their home country, taking it out of the economy. They do not pay income taxes. They receive many services that are funded, though, by you. And while our problems multiply, our leaders are focused on the war in Ukraine. And I know that that human tragedy about all that is compelling. It's like an auto wreck that you can't take your eyes off of. But we cannot neglect what's going on here, the suffering going on here. American cities are crime-ridden, and the number of police officers shot last year reached a new record high. And along with soaring crime, poverty is on the increase as well, which will lead to more crime. Our streets are filled with homeless people, which will lead to more crime, including too many veterans living in squalid positions. If Republicans beat the war drums too loudly, their voters will resent the attention being diverted from problems on the home front. For example, gasoline prices have reached a record and inflation soared to a 40-year high. And Sadly, the wages of Americans are not keeping pace, and people are falling further behind economically. Under the president, when it was Donald Trump, our country was energy independent. Incredibly, Biden made our country energy dependent by a series of moves meant to inflict harm to our oil and gas industry. After the banning of Russian oil imports, we face the prospect of importing oil once again from tyrannical regimes. Now, the answer to this would be to unleash the energy industry, let it go, just let them go do what they're going to do, which is what Trump did. He didn't get out there and say, I want you guys to go. He just did a few things and got out of the way. Biden is too beholden to the New Green Deal fanatics who are so influential in his administration. If we're going to help anyone in need, anyone in need of assistance, we got to handle our stuff here first. And Republicans, you should be paying attention to what's going on here. Forget about Ukraine. It is not, you don't have a dog in that fight. If you like being in power, you might think about that. Because November is coming. I can't believe how fast March has blown by. November is coming. No multitasking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, as the anti-war protests grow more frequent and intense throughout Russia, thousands of Russian citizens have been and continue to be arrested and detained or imprisoned. But not all of these people are being arrested on scene at protests, and in many cases, they're being arrested days later as Russian authorities obtain the identity of every person present at protests via tracking data provided by Russian mobile operators. You could only imagine how many Russians will be arrested now that the Kremlin has cracked down even more on freedom of expression by making the dissemination of falsehoods about the use of Russia's armed forces a criminal offense. And under this edict, crimes could include phone calls, texts, or emails that contain anything the Kremlin decides is false about the regime and or military, and the penalty, up to 15 years in jail. Now then, this Orwellian reality might easily be chalked up to the sinister excess of a desperate authoritarian regime on the other side of the planet, were it not for the fact that mobile operators in Europe, Asia, and even in Canada and the United States all collect the location, identity, text messages, and phone calls of every user on their networks and then turn this over this data to governments, often without any warrant necessary. Another recent example comes from Canada, of all places. After the protests of Freedom Convoy truckers were forcibly put down, many additional interrogations and arrests were made and are still being made by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police's mobile operators readily give up the phone records of citizens who happen to be located where protests took place. Here in the United States, the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack in the United States or on the United States Capitol is demanding for mobile operators, without having any warrants, detailed mobile phone data on both elected officials and private citizens who might have been in the area of the Capitol on that day or might have been or might have communicated with others about the activities that unfolded. And many of those are now being tried for alleged crimes related to January 6th were identified via mobile data handed over to the FBI by the likes of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And again, often without a warrant. The Bill of Rights guarantees U.S. citizens freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom to demand redress from their government. Now, unfortunately, the mobile providers ceaselessly monitoring and storing our location, identity, and internet activity, text messages, and calls, down to with whom we speak, when, how often, and for how long, is quickly having a chilling effect on the exercise of these freedoms, especially as people come to understand that they so readily share this data with governments. Now, I mean, here's the thing about this. This makes social media look like a day at Romper Room. Now, a lot of people are suggesting that we should demand that Congress pass laws to protect America's freedoms and to stop such egregious surveillance by mobile operators. Unfortunately, there's not much likelihood that Congress will ever take such an action. Big tech companies and mobile operators that collect and share this information with the government are two of the biggest spending sectors on lobbying in Washington, D.C. Too many members of Congress have too much to lose by proposing any sort of truly meaningful legislation. So if we, the people, want to protect our freedoms against industry and government overreach, then we are going to have to arm ourselves with the tools and knowledge to do it on our own. And there's a company out there called Volta Wireless. And this is designed to help provide those tools and knowledge. And you should go look at that, Volta Wireless. Many others in the tech industry with similar concerns about privacy and personal freedom have also launched efforts to address these issues through the free market, and as a result, people have the tools to free themselves from the constant surveillance of tech companies, mobile operators, and government, and more options are finding their way to the market every day. And you need to, I'm about to change mobile operators. And when I go to the one I'm going to, I'm going to find out if I can opt out of them sharing any of my data or any of this other nonsense that they so relentlessly share. But here's the problem. Here's a big problem on all of this. We volunteered for this. We have gotten so used to what happens with a mobile phone. That they can't give it up. It's like they're addicted to it. And I remember in the late 80s, early 90s when people started buying bag phones. Some of you are going, "What's a bag phone?" A bag phone was a big mobile phone, a cellular phone as they called it. Back then they said everything existed in cells. And it was about the size of a messenger bag. And you carried it on your shoulder, and the phone that you pulled out was about the size. It was probably a foot long. Not a foot long. It was 9-10 inches long. And it looked like a regular phone receiver. It had the buttons and everything on the back. Very expensive. By the minute, it was more than $1 a minute back in those days. And anybody that actually owned one, you'd look at them and say, "Oh, they obviously have money." But nowadays, everybody's got them. And since everybody has them now, then the problem becomes a lot of things have gone away. Where do you see a... When was the last time anybody saw a payphone? How many of you have a home line? How many of you have a fax machine? All of the trappings of the old landline system, which was very secure, and they did have to get a warrant in order to wiretap it, is gone. They are gone. And now we exist. And the reason they had to get a wiretap to do it is because everything was internal. It was not out there in the air. It was not an FM transmission. Because that's all these are, is an FM transmitter. That's it. And, you know, There's your problem. We have embraced mobile phone technology to the degree, and governments, as they do with everything, are messing it up for everybody. And in the meantime, because they enjoy that ride so much, all of your major mobile phone companies, yours, mine, right now I have T-Mobile. I'm going to be leaving those yahoos. I may look at Volta Wireless, but I don't know. But Volta Wireless, you have to buy the phone. Go check that out. Volta, V-O-L-T-A, Wireless. They claim to be 100% private. And they claim that their phones are hardened against certain things. And, I mean, it's quite interesting that you have to buy the phone, I guess, outright. And the plans are very inexpensive once you do that. But, yeah, we're now part and parcel of our own surveillance. Because we volunteer for it. I'll be calling, when I call the one I'm going to try to move to, we'll see what we get out of those yahoos. I'm just going to point out, hey, I don't want my data shared. Can you guarantee me that? We will be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, remember this. It has never been, and it is never going to be, about gun control. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on products designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.